Central New York's Republican state representatives and some local gun owners are reacting negatively to some of the new gun safety measures that passed the legislature last week. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Republicans say they were left out of negotiations with the Democratic-controlled Assembly and Senate.
David Steinberg owns the Raylan Sporting Goods Department in Syracuse, which sells long guns and handguns. He says the new measure that expands the background check waiting period to buy a gun from 3 to 30 days is a hardship on legal gun owners and is more work for him at the store.
But anytime you enact laws and make it tougher on people, it generally takes things away. It takes customers away. They don't buy the extra one. They maybe think more. And maybe said, I don't want my name attached to anything, so I'm not going to do anything.
Oswego County Republican Assemblyman Will Barkley says he voted against many of the bills because of a lack of input. Syracuse area Democratic State Senator Rachel May, who voted for all of the gun safety measures, says the bill that bans teachers from carrying guns in schools brought a contentious debate on the Senate floor. Republicans argue it takes away the right of school boards to make their own choices.
I can see a little room where people might say this is overly restrictive, but honestly, my belief is in a school setting, the fewer guns are better.
A few measures did receive some Republican support, like establishing gun buyback programs and a further restriction on bump stocks. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.